Jones back in the shotgun. The line of scrimmage, the 31-yard line of LSU. There's the snap. Jones looking. Jones now throwing to the end zone, and it is complete! A touchdown! I can't believe it. 31 yards to DeCorey Birmingham in the back of the end zone. And this game is tied at 20-20.
Does it ever get old, Matt Jones? Ever?
Oh, not at all.
No.
Awesome. And we talked earlier all the plays leading up to that. Yeah. And that was probably my worst game as a Razorback. And then I had this guy, DeCorey Birmingham, making plays. Every game he was on the field, yeah, he made plays, and the moment was never too big for him.
DeCorey Birmingham talking with us now. He's on the AR Mailing Services hotline joining us this afternoon. DeCorey, thanks so much for coming on, and I got to get your take on that. Does it ever get old for you, or is it just sweet music to your ears hearing Paul Eales call your name like that?
Man, it never gets old. I'm constantly reminded about it every time, you know, around this time of year. Everybody always brings it up, and it's just been a big part of Razorback history. So I'm very excited to be a part of it.
And DeCorey, man, you were one of those guys that I call a football player because you started games at receiver and at running back. Which, when you look back, what was your favorite position, I guess, to play? Was it receiver or running back?
It had to be running back. I was a running back in high school, and you know, once I got to Arkansas, Coach Nutt told me, he's like, hey, man, you know, you're an athlete. So, you know, we got to do whatever we got to do to get the ball in your hand. And a lot of times he tried to compare me to Josh Reed and, you know, just things like that, man. But, you know, my true passion was being a running back. But, you know, be on the football field and do anything I can to help the team I was with.
And that being said, one of the first things I noticed with you is your hands. You were very natural, and that's why you were able to play a little bit of receiver. When did you notice that, you know, you were very natural, had, you know, natural ball skills?
I think probably in high school. We had this little summer league deal. It was called 7-on-7. And, you know, it's a passing league. And, you know, my dad, he had me in and a couple of guys I played ball with in high school. And, you know, I knew then that I had pretty decent hands. So, you know, I figured I could take that skill and try to hone in on it and make it a part of my game as far as a running back, because, you know, if you're a running back and that can catch out of the backfield, that makes you even more of a dangerous weapon.
DeCorey, Matt talked about that being one of his worst games and probably the best finish, though, at the same time. What was it like being in the huddle? You know, we got Matt's perspective on that. We've talked about, but what was your thought process as you guys were driving down the field? Everyone remembers your play, but it was really a lead up of about three others that set you up to get in the back of the end zone. What was the mindset of you guys whenever you got in the huddle in that final series?
Well, you know, we never thought about the possibility of not winning that game. You know, it was always, you know, we're going to fight to the finish, and you know, the game's not over until, you know, the scoreboard says zero. So leading up to that play, there was actually a play before that. And, I mean, if you talk to Matt, I've talked to Richard Smith, and, you know, me and him, we get the same kind of phone calls every year. And there was actually one play before that where Matt, I guess you could say he underthrew Richard. I mean, it was a great play.
I threw it as far as I could, DeCorey. I threw it as far. Well, if you remember, DeCorey, we had George Wilson, I guess, was the slot guy running the 20-yard out, and that's who the ball was supposed to go to. And I couldn't believe that three people jumped George Wilson, and I just threw it as far as I could.
Yeah, yeah. Well, the final play, the actual touchdown, you know, I remember it like it was yesterday. It was me, Sparky Hamilton, and I think Richard Smith, and we were decoys. I mean, I was running my route just to, I guess, for exercise. But I had no
another, like, yeah, another play supposed to go to George.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That ball was not supposed to come to me, and I'm running. And as I look up, I see a guy jump George. And then I look back, and I see Matt. And Matt is one of those quarterbacks that, you know, he's going to always buy you time. He's not one of those that's going to say, okay, well, my number one pick is covered, so I guess we'll just throw it out of bounds and go for something else. He's going to try to make something happen. And I thought that he was trying to throw it out of bounds, and I was thinking, like, man, I got a chance to catch this. So when he threw it, I jumped, I caught the ball, and I swear, as loud as that stadium was, I didn't hear a thing. I caught it, I came down, and I looked up, and I saw everybody going nuts. And at first, I thought I was out of bounds. And then I saw the referee throw his hands up. I was like, oh, my gosh, I caught it. Touchdown. So now what? You know?
I'm with you, DeCorey. When I see you catch it or come down with it, the first thought was, did you have possession going down because there's three Tigers all over you? And, you know, if you were in bounds, that was my first thought as well, as far as loudest the stadium's ever been. But it was like, does it count? You know, is he in bounds or out of bounds?
Yeah. And then, you know, like I said, I looked up, and where I was on the ground, I saw the referee throw his hands up, and all of a sudden I get piled on by every Razorback on the sideline. And Dow Loggins, I never forget it. He's down there trying to pull people off the field, and, you know, and once we got that penalty and Dave went out there, and I was like, okay, well, all we need is a field goal. He kicked the field goal, man. I mean, I'm telling you, it's like something out of a storybook. I mean, you just don't – that kind of stuff just – I mean, it rarely happens. And then to be a part of it, man, is amazing.
And DeCorey, talking to Joe and Chris here before we had you on, you were one of those guys that made big plays, whether it's the 7 overtime Ole Miss game with the catch in one of the overtimes, and then the 7 overtime Kentucky game. I believe you had over 200 rushing yards that game.
Yeah, that was one of those games. I think Cedric was hurt, or he was a little banged up, and you know, we had a lot of running backs. I had just moved from receiver back to running back, and I think it was my second game starting. And, you know, I talked to Coach Nutt and the running backs coach, Dane Nutt, and they kind of told me, hey, man, look, you know, we're going to put the ball in your hand, and, you know, we're going to let you take the reins on this. If you know, whatever you can do, do it. And so we just kind of, man, just went out there and just played football. And, you know, like I said, it seems like no matter whenever we get in situations like that, we always make something happen.
Hey,
Go ahead, Chris.
DeCorey, I was just wondering, you know, what have you been up to since? You know, what are you doing now? Are you down in Texarkana?
Yeah, I'm actually here in Texarkana right now. I'm in the final application process of becoming a Texas State Trooper. So that academy starts here in January. So right now I'm prepping myself, getting ready for that. As far as currently working right now, I'm a sheriff's deputy for Miller County, Arkansas. So.
Now, do y'all have like a test where you have to run or something, you know, like an exercise test or something like that?
Endurance.
Endurance.
Yeah, there's a mile and a half test. You have to run a mile and a half. I think I have to do it in like 12 minutes. And, you know, there's push-ups and sit-ups. And, you know, it's a physically demanding job and process. But, you know, I've tried to keep myself in pretty decent shape. That way it's not that bad on me.
And say you got it. And real quick, we got 30 seconds. What are your thoughts on the game Saturday, Arkansas-Mississippi State?
Man, I think if Arkansas, if they go out and they play football, you know, they have to start playing together and trusting in each other. So if they go out there and they play football and just put everything else behind them, I think they can come out on top.
DeCorey Birmingham, thank you so much for joining us today. Appreciate you taking time out. And once again, thanks for coming down with that catch.
Yeah, always good to talk to you, DeCorey.
All right, anytime, guys. Appreciate it.